SCOTUS allows Virginia to remove non-citizens from voter rolls before election. Texas border business. Austin, Virginia may remove non-citizens from its voter rolls after the U.S. Supreme Court granted a stay of a lower court's injunction. Attorney General Ken Paxton joined attorneys general from 25 states to file an amicus brief supporting Virginia's authority to remove the non-citizens and secure its elections. On October 11, the U.S. Department of Justice sued to stop Virginia from removing self-identified non-citizens from the state's voter rolls. Non-citizens are ineligible to vote in American elections, and it is a federal crime for them to register to vote or attempt to cast a ballot. A federal judge preliminarily enjoined Virginia from removing these illegally registered non-citizens on October 25. The multi-state brief argued that the preliminary injunction undermines states' constitutionally granted authority to determine voter qualifications and ensure election integrity by ensuring that only eligible U.S. citizens vote. The lawfare launched by the federal government interferes with states' sovereign obligations to determine voter eligibility and to administer elections. Attorney General Paxton and the co-signing attorneys general urged the Supreme Court to overturn the injunction and permit Virginia to steward voter rolls appropriately to prevent non-citizens from influencing American elections. Now, the Supreme Court has granted Virginia's application for a stay, blocking the lower court's injunction and enabling Virginia to remove the self-identified non-citizens. The Biden-Harris administration sued Virginia to force them to put non-citizens back on the voter rolls while the election is already underway. It is not only a federal crime for non-citizens to vote but for them to even register to vote in the first place, said Attorney General Paxton. The Biden-Harris administration's legal meddling was irresponsible, reckless, and political. States have a constitutional duty to prevent non-citizens from voting. The Supreme Court did the right thing. To read the brief, click here.